Joy Time, an exclusive presentation of the Woman's Clinic, 244 Coatesland Drive in Jackson, featuring Joy Green, a working wife and a mother of two young children in Jackson. How about some encouragement for all you moms trying to balance your busy schedules with victorious living? Here's Joy.
Luke chapter 2 is where we find these familiar verses. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." I want you to pay attention to the first part of these verses. And there were shepherds living where? In their nice homes? With their family in the city? No, living out in the fields. Have you ever thought about the fact that God sent his angels to announce the birth of the Messiah to plain old ordinary shepherds who lived in the field with their sheep? They didn't work a typical 40-hour per week job where they came home every night to their family. Scholars tell us that being a shepherd was lonely, pretty boring most of the time, dirty, tiresome, and sometimes dangerous as they looked out for wolves and other predators. Shepherds spent a lot of contact time with sheep, but very little time with people. They were considered social outcasts. Yet this is who God sends a host of angels to with his important announcement. It reminds me that God sent his Son for all of us. Rich, poor, young, old, clean, smelly, socially accepted, and those who are considered social outcasts. It's my hope that you will share the love of Christ with everyone you come into contact with this Christmas.
Joy Time with Joy Green is a weekday exclusive presentation at this time of the Woman's Clinic in Jackson at 244 Coatesland Drive. For more joy,
visit Joy Time Ministries at joytimeministries.org. I would like to thank you for joining me today for Joy Time. It's an encouraging word from God's Word.